Chapter 9. Quarters of the Chief of State, Coruscant.
With her fork, Dalla pushed some bits of food around on her plate, silently cursing her chef. The man was as good a personal chef as any government leader might need, but his choice of seafood for tonight's meal was a grotesque reminder of Admiral Nyathol's suicide. Dalla took a moment to calm down, to remind herself that her chef was not in the loop of government secrets, could not have known about the hypercom transmission Dalla had seen with Nyathol's body so prominently displayed. She pushed her plate away and gave her dinner companion a look of apology.
"I'm sorry. I'm not very good company tonight."
Nek Boitu, chief of naval operations for the Galactic Alliance, a gray-furred Bothan, gave her a lupine smile in return.
"The Chief of State does not need to apologize for having troubled thoughts. Only if your conscience were as easy as a cub's would I be suspicious and worried."
"Can we talk business?"
"Yes, particularly if it will help."
"Have you heard of any recent, I'm not sure what to call them, rumblings among naval personnel, suggesting that I'm not being tough enough on enemies of the state?"
Clearly not disturbed by or not recognizing any resemblance between his dinner and a recent topic of conversation, Boitu speared a well-grilled cephalopod on the tines of his fork and popped it into his mouth, chewing as he considered his answer.
"Yes,"
he finally told her.
"In the last few months, there has been more grumbling, about the Jedi especially. Colonel Solo, Pelion's killer, and most recently about the crazy Jedi."
"And what do you think?"
"I think that some sort of special interest group is keeping those flames burning high. I don't object to the Jedi being brought in line, you know that. But I don't believe that they're as far out of line as the grumblers are saying. I think they're basically a beneficial force, with the Alliance's interests at heart."
"But whatever the reason for the grumbling, if it continues to grow, it could damage this administration's efficiency."
"Conceivably."
"Nyathol's death was a tragedy. But speaking pragmatically, it also deprives us of the relief of pressure that her trial and eventual acquittal would have offered. I'm going to need to take some very visible steps to do that, to reassure the grumblers."
Boitu offered her a non-committal grunt.
"You don't think so?"
"I don't have the sense of what it takes to ride herd over a huge, mostly civilian government, and simultaneously offer different departments of the armed forces the way you do. The way you've learned to since you became Chief of State. I hear grumbling. My thought is to tell them to pipe down and do their jobs. Are you contemplating a move on the Jedi?"
It took some of Dalla's considerable self-discipline to refrain from twitching. Again, Boitu seemed to have peered into her thoughts. Of course, he was a master military strategist, her superior in that capacity, but it was still unsettling.
"Yes."
"I recommend against it."
"Why?"
"I think there's a risk of alienating them, as Colonel Solo did. We want the Jedi to be a well-integrated Alliance resource. Too much pressure, too much overt action runs the risk of turning them into a completely uncooperative element."
"You wouldn't offer that advice about, say, an elite military unit?"
He shook his head.
"No, I wouldn't. But then commandos don't usually have superpowers or a tradition that goes back to the very beginnings of the Old Republic."
"But it's commandos the civilian population should admire and respect, more than they do the Jedi."
She frowned, considering. Boitu grinned again.
"You're going to use the Mandos, aren't you, to send against the Jedi?"
Dalla's voice turned sharp, as if Boitu's mind-reading exercises had been meant to hurt her feelings.
"Now cut that out."
"If you wish."
Finally, she smiled at him.
"Sorry. I'm just touchy. Are you staying tonight?"
"If the invitation's open."
You know it is.